Chalk Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, August 6th, 2014. Hey, I can do this if I slow down. Dog days of summer continue. We are, I think this is number 20 for me. But again, I'm kind of losing track. I do number the files, kind of like the seasons and episodes you see on TV shows when you download them or subscribe to them or whatever. This is season 3 of the Dog Days of Summer, episode 19 or 20. I'll have to check what my files say. But it's S14E03, not season 3, season 14. Whatever! Anyway, it's Julie's birthday. She is having a great old time. I made her pancakes for breakfast with chocolate chips. Yes, 21 years old, and there are some things you can do that still make you think they're little children. But aren't we all little children inside anyway? It's amazing how our tastes change as we grow up. I meant to talk about this yesterday and totally spaced, among other things, as the moving project seems to get on my stress case later in the day. But it's not later in the day. I'm recording this much earlier. But I will get this out to you ASAP. Our tastes change. There are some things you like as a kid that you don't like later. There are some things you don't like as a kid that you do like later. And there are some things you just don't like all the time. Liver is one of those things that I just don't like. At 49 years old, I thought, hey, I haven't tried this since I was about 12. It doesn't smell the hottest, but let's try it anyway. So last spring, we were having liver at my sister-in-law's house, and it still is no good. Oh, it's really good if you put lots of onions on it. Folks, you could put a truckload of onions, and it still would taste like an old shoe. I don't like liver. Some people love it. It's not for me. Just like I love olives and some people don't like olives. Different tastes for different people. The one that I do have come around to start liking is broccoli. I've always liked it raw, especially if you put some ranch dressing on it or something, but I try not to do that for fat content. But steamed, I'm really loving it. Cooked till it's floppy and stinky, no thanks. Still can't do cauliflower, but I'm not here to talk about all my culinary decisions and delights. Think about what you like and what you used to like and what you no longer like and what you've learned to like. It's interesting. And get back to me. Well, you know what? I've discovered we're posting a lot of things in the Dog Days of Podcasting Facebook page. Let's talk about it there. I'll start the thread as soon as I'm done recording. The garage is getting emptier. It's crazy. We have lots of boxes, but they're mostly empty, used for potentially packing things up. And Lisa's boyfriend stopped by yesterday and took our microwave on purpose. We said we were going to get rid of it because the realtor lady said that it really doesn't belong in the dining area because the dining and kitchen are right next to each other. They're not separate rooms. And it was kind of looking like it was in the way. We tried putting it on the counter, and it looked like it was taking up the whole bloody counter. It's an older, bigger one. It's about 10 years old. It's only the second we've ever got. The other one was really old and really big. And we really liked it, but it was a good value. I think I bought it when we were in the apartment, one of our first purchases. And it lasted about 15 years, and this one's lasted another 10. So we gave it to him. He said, hey, great. You know, if you're ever looking to get rid of something like an old chair, old couch, or old microwave, find a starving college student. They're happy to take it. It's amazing. Sometimes you don't even have to ask for money. They're just happy to have it. And you're happy to get rid of it, like old TVs and things. It's crazy. Now, some kids are a little more well off, and they'll take what they can get. But Austin just moved into a new apartment with some friends, so he's strapped for cash. And he said, I feel really guilty taking this from you without any money. And we, you know, my feeling is, you've done so much to make my daughter happy that is priceless. He is in communications with us when she's feeling down. She's not the most communicative person in the world. That's been a positive and a negative along the years. When she was real little, when Lisa was real little, she didn't have temper tantrums. She'd quietly fall down and, you know, kind of curl up into a bun. Hey, I didn't have to drag any kids screaming out of Walmart. It was really nice. But as she got older, when she had problems, she'd internalize them. And same kind of thing. She'd just close up to the world and keep it all internal. And it was hard to figure out what was wrong and hard to help her get through those. So to some degrees, it's been the same way. I've shared too much probably. He's been a wonderful influence on her, and she's been very happy. So I'll give them my old used microwave that I was going to donate or sell on Craigslist for $30 or $20 anyway. No skin off my nose in the grand scheme of things. We signed all of the... Oh, I mentioned yesterday that we signed all those documents for the realtor. I had to laugh, though. There was one that says, here, sign this so we can communicate electronically. And I said, okay, how are you going to get this document back to us? Because she said, I'll give you a copy of everything we sign. And she said, I'll send it to you electronically. I said, okay, so I have to sign something, and you're going to send it back electronically so that we can verify that we can communicate electronically. It seemed like a chicken and egg scenario, the way that she explained it and agreed to it. I laughed really loud. It was one of those, okay, realty can't be any more convoluted than it already is. And the funny thing is, she was complaining that about their system. Everybody always seems to complain about, oh, the system is too complicated. We're getting a new system implemented, and it's going to take time to learn the new system. I heard the exact same thing out of the realtor in Phoenix. Different agency, totally different parts of the country, and I'm sure it was totally different systems. But yet they both wanted to complain about how crappy their system was about, you know, finding the documents and filing the documents and keeping them online and filling things out. But yet when it comes to, you know, the 18 things you got to fill out and sign, there were a couple that didn't even have our address on. She's like, could you fill this out? She had entered into one document all of the improvements we made over the house. New carpet here, new roof there, new sunroom, hot tub, flooring, etc. Because I gave her that list. I wrote it down when we first got together back in February. She typed it up on a separate piece of paper, then handed me another piece of paper, one of the official documents, and said, here, could you transcribe this all over there so it's in your writing? I'm like, what? You couldn't fill this out? There was every document has our address because this is the property we're selling. But yet, we had to write it on a couple of them. This begs for a better system. I mean, I can see Craig and Dave right now going, sell them our software from work. Someone could build a realtor application and make a killing with this stuff. It's way better than I'm sure anything they've got. But I don't understand their process entirely, nor do I want to at this point. I got enough other things to keep me busy than pulling dandelions out of somebody else's yard. I do have one more topic for tomorrow. Oh, I know what it was. Never mind. The last thing I wanted to mention was Technorama. I told you that it's going to be difficult for us to put together a regular show because everything's being packed away. Really, all I got is this phone and my iPad. So Craig and I came up with an idea for smaller little shows once or twice a week from him or me. I don't think we're going to get together and do a hangout and a formal production and things. But we can put together little things because we're still looking for news stories and whatnot. And every once in a while something goes, oh my gosh. I would put that in a show if we had to show to put it in. So we're going to make little micro technoramas. And I did two stories today and put them in the feed since it's Wednesday and should have been a show anyway. One about a man who was saved from a bear attack in Russia because of his Justin Bieber ringtone. Good stuff, man. And the other was, oh, come on, what was the other story? I'll think of it. It was in the show notes. Two stars, I can't remember what it was. But it was fun. It was a little different, sitting there by myself. Can't get the witty comebacks and the banter between Craig and me. But it is short. So I'll grant you that. We're not chewing up a whole bunch of your day. It's not going to win a Parsec Award for audio quality. We'll have to see what Craig comes up with for his stories and his production and whatnot. It sounds like, since I don't have a mixer to run anything through, everything is through the air audio, so the audio clips and things sound like total garbage. But hey, chicken wire, duct tape, baling twine, that's what holds Technorama together, and it's straining at the limits right now. So if you haven't listened, go over and have a listen to Micro Technorama number one, and I will put together another one tomorrow. I believe I am going to be talking about the AMC show Halt and Catch Fire. I got some interesting stuff you'll want to hear about if you're interested in that show. But until then, I'm signing off with a 101. Bye.